This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora.
How you going?
Good. How's up?
Yeah, real good.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. You were looking at I should say. It's a band. It's like Paul McCartney and Wings.
It's Tom Petty.
It is, yeah, basically. Yeah. They're looking at their 1979 album, Damn the Torpedoes, which is turning 40 years old. And I think it's appropriate because last week was the second year anniversary of his death. So I thought it would be nice to like time things like that. So just a bit of background about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So they formed in Florida in 1976, and Tom Petty, he'd been in a band called Mudcrutch, which is a really cool name for a band, for the previous 5 years with fellow Heartbreakers Mike Campbell and Bentmont Hench, and that didn't work out in the end, and he subsequently formed a new band, but he kept those two. And they were joined by Stan Lynch on drums and Ron Blair on bass. And the Heartbreakers were formed. And they released a couple of albums in the sort of mid to late 70s. Little success, really, playing a sort of revitalist sound of rock and roll, influenced by 60s rock predominantly. They were very much influenced by people like The Byrds and The Beatles and Bob Dylan. And just before the recording of Damn the Torpedoes, Petty ran into record label problems, as you do, and he was sued by his label, MCA, for breaching a contract, and that led to him leaving that label and signing with a new record label called Backstreet for this new album.
Yeah, it says here that he was being sued for breach of contract, and so he prompted to declare bankruptcy.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
As a tactic to get out of that contract.
Yes, that's correct. He, a very nifty man.
That is very nifty, because filing for bankruptcy is really serious.
Pretty much, yeah. Particularly if you're a budding rock and roll band who want to go places.
Wow, that's pretty rock and roll, bureaucratic way.
It was the 70s, after all.
Yeah. Anyway.
So in late 1978 and into 1979, they went into the studio and they worked on sessions for this album, their third album, and the first under this new label. And they brought in this guy who was an engineer and producer by the name of Jimmy Iovine. And he was a rising young producer and engineer at the time. He'd worked with people like Patti Smith and Bruce Springsteen. And he would go on to start Interscope Records and also Beats with Dr. Dre. And also he was involved in starting Apple Music as well. So he's gone on to become quite a bit of a mogul in the industry. And the sound of this record is kind of a typical Tom Petty sound, big late 70s rock production, massive layers of guitars and organ. Some would describe this as being a precursor to Heartland rock, which became quite popular in the 1980s. And it's a very Americanized style of rock and roll, very much of its time, completely appropriate for classic rock radio. And Tom Petty songs have been on classic rock radio ever since. You've probably grown up listening to them at various stages. Your parents probably played the records at some stage, hence their longevity, I guess. So we're going to start with one of those tracks, and it's called Don't Do Me Like That. It's the first single from the album, track number 6. And this was actually quite an old track. He wrote this track when he was with Mudcrutch. So it was 5 years old when they recorded it for this album. But it became their first top 10 hit.
Someone else to try, and you know you better watch your step, or you gon' get hurt.
Kia ora everyone, if you just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Morena.
And you're tuned in to Morning Glory. Yes, Morena. We're going to have more Tom Petty just
and
after...
And the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah, yeah, I've got to remember to say Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers instead of just Tom Petty. Oh, we got a text in, by the way. Great show, guys. Tom Petty is a legend. Go the B. Oh, shot.
Go the B.
Thank you very much for texting in. If you would like to say something about Tom Petty or just in general say hello.
If you saw him in concert.
Yeah.
Because he's come to New Zealand a lot of times. But yes. You also might have seen him somewhere else.
Especially if you've seen him in concert. Text him 5395.
95 BFM and FooZen present the globally renowned mind-bending Flying Lotus 3D experience. January 18th at the Auckland Town Hall.
Fire is coming.
In New Zealand for just one night, Flylo's brand new audiovisual spectacular designed especially for his 2019 album, Flame Aggro.
No night is ever the same.
Flying Lotus 3D.
January 18th at the Auckland Town Hall. Get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
Is this the art?
Of course. You just need to put your art eyes on.
It's a beanbag.
No, it's a soft sculpture.
I guess it is a bit beautiful, sad,
yeah.
Crumpled, but also lushly tactile. Yeah.
You kids mind if I sit here?
Yeah, you can sit on it.
The VA Auckland Charitable Trust present Art Week. 9 days and nights of art for everyone. Over 1,000 artists in more than 100 venues and galleries around Auckland. Art Week, October 12th to the 20th. Go to artweekauckland.co.nz.
In the market for a cleaner, healthier home? Craft Homes is your first choice. They work with you from design to project completion for a home that's minimum impact, maximum efficiency. Building Homestar 6 homes through to Passive House standard, Craft Homes are smarter, more energy efficient, and built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Don't just build a home, build a more sustainable future. Craft Homes. Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
Wednesday is a one to four bridge. Tune in for your fair share of great open-minded tracks. A wide range of supportive and encouraging music with Bridge. Kick back and chill with the Wednesday 1 to 4 with Bridge. Your vibes aren't ever the same.
Dead air.
Sorry, we were having an important business meeting.
It was business time.
And now we're having business with
Tom
Anniversary
Petty
Albums.
And the Heartbreakers, yes. So yes. We're going to look at a track now called Even the Losers. This is track number 3, and yeah. It wasn't released as a single, but it became one of the more popular songs of the group over the years. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, let's listen.
Let's listen. Sorry.
Listen in.
Listen on. Ticka. Oh, powerful.
Smoke cigarettes in the state of the moon.
That was Tom Petty with Even the Losers. Sorry, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Even the Losers. We're doing anniversary albums looking at Tom Petty and Heartbreakers. And yes, we have people texting in telling us when they've seen Tom Petty play live. One person, Mark, he said that he saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers play with Bob Dylan at the Ericsson Stadium before the big day out. We also have someone else saying that Tom Petty played at the Logan Campbell Centre in 1979, which is awesome. And I've got a new text in, but I haven't read it yet.
Shall we save it?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the reception legacy. You read the text, I'll talk about the reception legacy.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping you'd do.
All right. So this album was a massive breakthrough for Petty and the band. It was their first top 10 album in the States. Reached number 2 for them. Missed out on number 1 because Pink Floyd decided they were going to release The Wall at the same time. It went triple platinum in the States for selling over 3 million copies. And also reached number 1 in New Zealand. Critics were very impressed with the production, which they saw as a leap forward from the first two albums. And Petty's songwriting as well, very much improving all the time. In terms of its wider legacy, Rolling Stone voted it in their top 500 of all time albums list. All Music called it one of the great albums of the album rock era, and it's generally considered to be Tom Petty's best album with the Heartbreakers as well.
Oh, that's quite a contentious issue.
Very contentious.
But hey, it's all opinions.
It is, yes. Since this album came out, obviously, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they released 10 more albums. They were very prolific. He also released 3 solo records, and he also collaborated as a member of the Traveling Wilburys with, you know, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, supergroup. Unfortunately, though, he passed away in 2017 from an accidental opioid overdose. Very sad it was indeed, too. Yes.
That's sad. All right. What's the last?
We're going to play, finish with a track everyone knows. It's a classic and probably his most well-known song. It's called Refugee. And it's just a massive song. Massive song.
It's quite interesting that you chose this for last because of I was just reading in the news about Labour throwing out a piece of racist legislation
against
African refugees and immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily just refugees, of course, but I don't know. Nice, I was thinking about that recently.
Nice symbolism there.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much for coming in,
pleasure.
Sam.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And I'll see you next week.
See you.
Tied up, taken away, and held for ransom. Oh, you don't really matter to me, baby.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.